easy. Peace.
Good night.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bars. You think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever
of
built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real. If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio, bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back, yeah. I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all claim, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with speed. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing them. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Happen like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop your saddest song.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. You know, we got a few things on the plate tonight. The first thing I want to talk about, guys, is today is an anniversary. Do you know what anniversary it is? It's the 10th anniversary of Guantanamo Bay, which Obama vowed he was going to close, but of course, he never did. As you guys know, everything that goes on at Gitmo, I mean, people get tortured down there. They've even admitted, well, they haven't admitted. It came out of documents that got leaked, but, it was in their, inner documents that they are, imprisoning people that they know are innocent. Okay? Now, my point, when I talk about Guantanamo Bay is, and this is really the key thing here that you should focus on is, these people aren't the terrorists, okay? So what are they possibly going to tell us? What information are we going to get from them? Are they going to say, oh, you're our boss, America? You're the terrorist? I don't think that's going to get them anywhere. Basically, what I'm trying to say is these people are being endlessly tortured down there. And all the people right now that you see running for president, in the GOP, just about all of them, they all want to extend the, I don't know how I'm trying to say it here. They want to extend, the so-called enhanced interrogation, okay, and I call it torture. They want to, keep waterboarding going, keep it on the books, keep it, legit, like it's legal. They're all warmongers. That's why they all come forward with the same message, They're all down with attacking Iran. It's all the same story. What info are we going to get out of these guys, people at Gitmo? This place really does need to be closed down, okay? It's been 10 years. This place has been at the center of so many human rights scandals, guys. People have been tortured to death there. People have been raped there. People are tortured on a regular basis to information that they don't have, and I just can't get past that. I don't think we talk about this enough. You never really hear about it. And, what Guantanamo Bay represents, guys, it represents a total breakdown of our legal system. It's not a breakdown. It's total abandonment. It's a total abandonment of everything we stand for as far as legally, as a legal system. We just put people down there and just do whatever we want to them. We talk a lot of stuff about other countries and, I think we need to clean up our own backyard. We need to clean up our own backyard before we start telling other people what to do. And I think most of you know that. But this situation down there is ridiculous. And Obama said time and time again, he's going to restore habeas corpus. He's going to do this and that. But every time a case comes up, a big case comes through Washington, D.C., They fight it. They want this place to remain open. It's like an intimidation, okay? It's a big intimidation. And it's an atrocity is what it is. It's an atrocity what goes on there. Just think about it, guys. We know, we can always go back to this too, and we usually do, but it's the best example when we're talking about any of this stuff. We know Osama bin Laden's not responsible for 9/11, okay? I think everybody in this room agrees with that. Everybody listening, I think, agrees with that. But they're going under the premise like he is, and they're torturing, these so-called people that would be, you know, having information leading into terrorists in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever. And when the truth of the matter is, it's all made up. So what information are they ever going to get out of these people? Nothing. So they're always going to torture them. They're just going to keep torturing them, torturing them. It's going to be endless torture because they never have any good information to give them, because the only information they have to give them would be, we work for you. And that's not going to help them either, because that's probably going to get them tortured even more. The people that are down there, you know, we like to throw around the terms like, you know, military tribunal and all this. And you really try and think about it, though, from their eyes. Think about being one of those prisoners right now down there. Think about it. You have no rights. They beat the shit out of you every day. You might even be getting raped down there. Tortured. And when I say tortured, I mean tortured. Tortured, doing all types of painful things to you. Trying to get bogus information out of you. Information that you don't even have. And information that if you did have, it wouldn't be what they want to hear. And then they don't even probably keep a record of you. Nobody knows where you are. You think you can just look up a list and see who's being detained at Guantanamo Bay? No. They could have anybody there. They could just be kidnapping American citizens and throwing them in there. And the CIA has done that before. So that's not that far of a reach. The place rendition. Needs to be closed down. What'd you say?
Rendition. That's where they take Americans out, bring them to secret torture bases, and let them have it. They've done it many times since 9/11. Just wanted to bring up something real quick about there's a couple years ago, there was a couple deaths there, and they said that the guys hung themselves in their cell. But the video cameras showed that they were loaded into trucks, brought to this certain part of the camp that was not known before, brought into a building. It was a secret base on Guantanamo. Probably tortured. They ended up having rags in their throat so deep. That's how they died. They choked on the rags in their throat so they couldn't yell. I guess they stuffed rags down their throat. And they ended up putting them in their cell and saying they hung themselves. And the story broke out. It was in a few magazines and everything, you know. But still going on. Still Gitmo still open, you know.
Wow, man. Mm-hmm. That's awful. See, guys, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The death and the endless torture. They take these guys who already, you know. That's like, you know, you talk about having it rough. And you see, you guys, I know a lot of you guys out there watch those shows on TV. Like those lockup shows in those prisons. And they look tough. Those prisons ain't got shit on Gitmo. Okay? They don't have nothing on what's going on in Guantanamo Bay. That's a living hell down there. And those people, you know, they tell you that they hung themselves. And like Justin said, they died choking on a rag, okay? They probably were drowning. They probably had rags stuffed in their mouths to keep them quiet, like he said. If they weren't drowning, they were straight up choking. They couldn't get any air. And that's a horrible way to die. I mean, at least take me out back and shoot me. I mean, come on. To make you choke? For what? And they, you know, they probably didn't do anything. This was probably like a fetish of some of these guards. They get off on just hurting people. That's not cool, man.
Yeah, actually, check this out. One of the guys was actually one of the people that was supposed to be stopped. They wanted him to stop a hunger strike, and he didn't do it or something like that. So they took him and tortured him to kind of teach him a lesson. The other guy was supposed to be released within 6 months.
Wow. That's unbelievable, yep. Man. And there is no way to find out who's being held down there, right? That's totally secretive, right? The list?
Yeah.
Like you can't see who's being... You have no idea. They could throw anybody in there. Like American citizens.
Totally secretive. The only... there's certain countries that, you know, are so-called allies over there have gotten people back, but then there's other countries that have not gotten one person back. Like, I think Saudi Arabia got a bunch back, and, you know, a couple of the other countries did, but... there's certain countries that have gotten none back, and there's people that are went in there 15 years old, 14 years old, and now they're, you know, 25 years old.
Yeah, crazy. And they didn't do anything. And even if they did, let's say they actually shot down one of our helicopters or something. So what? They're defending their land. What are we doing over there? You know what I mean? Like, so what? That doesn't make them a terrorist. Most of it's just bogus. They're just rounding people up. They're just rounding people up. Rounding them up. Just for the hell of it. Because it's aggravating. Because, you know, we used to have, like, high morals, Justin. Like, this nation, you know what I mean? We used to, like, be like, we would never think about torturing people. Like, that would be so frowned upon. And now it's just, like, standard practice. Ever since they made that movie called 9/11. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. We just torture people now. Whatever. We'll throw everything out. We'll do whatever we want. That's how they feel. That's the attitude they have right now. They're going to do whatever they want.
And you know what they do, Brian? They sell it to the public with shows like 24, and the public eats it up and believes every second of it, thinks these people are terrorists. For the most part, these people are somebody that someone in that town doesn't like, or maybe, you know, they want to get with their wife or that person, you know, wrong them. So they're going to say, oh, so-and-so's a terrorist. And they're going to go and get snatched up in the middle of the night, get a sack thrown over their head, and get kidnapped and end up in Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, and their family won't even, you know, might not even know what happened to them. It's insane.
That is insane, man. That is insane. And they do sell it through TV shows like that. They make our agencies look like heroes when they're the terrorists. None of these all these candidates running are all, you know, they're all talking about it like they want to continue every bit of it. You know, what else did I want to touch on? I'm sorry, guys, a little unorganized tonight. I don't mean to be like that. The other thing I wanted to touch on real quick, you know, is, oh, here it is. I can't believe I almost passed it over. Because I keep a little bit of notes. I write notes like a little bit before I get on the air, so I keep my topic so I don't forget something. And did you guys see this thing with Lysol? They're giving cash rebates now for people that get the flu shot. You guys seen that, Justin?
No, I didn't. Wow. I was muted.
Yeah, you
wow.
know Lysol, the Lysol spray or Lysol yep. floor cleaner or Lysol wipes? Yeah, they have a new campaign now. So if you offer proof that you got a flu shot, they'll give you $5 off. Well, not $5 off. They'll give you $5 cash rebate. And they're having a flu shot challenge, and they're running it through Facebook. Okay? It's called the Lysol Flu Shot Challenge. I haven't looked at the page yet because I just found this out. And what it is a contest to try and get the most referrals. So if you get all your family members and friends to sign up, you could win $1,500, the grand prize, $1,000 for second place, or $500 for third. And look how many people are going to try and get that money. And you're going to hear all these idiots on Facebook talking to other people, trying to talk them into getting flu shots. I can't wait to read this.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to have a field day with this one. Well, I mean, I really am.
Well, isn't that funny? I believe Lysol is owned by Dow Chemicals. Now, Dow Chemicals is linked to Monsanto and DuPont, I believe.
Yeah,
it's all one outfit. So here you go. It's just a way of pushing their own product.
Yeah,
they're all kill weapons, you know, all kill weapons and chemicals.
God knows what they're already putting in the friggin' Lysol, you know.
Seriously.
Wow. Yeah. So they're gonna have a contest, guys. This is kind of like the I told you guys a while back about the contest that they have at schools. I told the listeners about, you know, they'll have vaccine contests at schools, and they'll give away things like iPods to kids, to whoever can get the most other students to sign up, and then they'll be giving away iPods. That's why this thing that's going on in California with this anti-parent bill is real dangerous. I mean, this thing, you know, it's ridiculous, and that's a done deal now. Kids that are 12 and over can get the Gardasil shot and other STD vaccines at school. Without their parents' permission. I mean, we did a whole show on that, and that's something we're going to talk about a few more times because that's appalling to me. And, you know, this thing by Lysol, I mean, they know what's up, guys. They're not trying to, you know, they don't think that these shots are good for you and they're trying to do you a favor. They're trying to bribe you with $5 to go get a friggin' flu shot. This is just like the things that CVS and Walgreens are doing where they're giving you like 20% off your order of groceries or whatever else you buy there if you get a $25 flu shot while you're there. It's targeted for people. They know people don't have money right now. People are looking for ways to save money, and people are going to think, oh, well, I can, you know, not get sick. And, I can save some money. Why not? Of course I'm going to get it. There's probably people out there lined out the door right now trying to save 20 bucks on every 100 that they spend. There is. There's a Walgreens right by the projects over there. I bet you every single person down there got a flu shot now. I think it's disgusting. All right, guys.
They're pushing it so bad. It's just, it's ridiculous. Babies, everything. And if you're a parent that wants to, you know, push back and say, like, we want to wait on a certain vaccine, but the flu shot, you know, they want it right now. But it's just, you know, how many people are going to end up, you know, messed up with? I already know two people that already got sick from this year's flu shot. Baxter recalled 300,000 of them. So, you know, that goes to show 300,000 have already been recalled. The same people that got caught putting avian flu into another flu virus a few years ago.
That's the bird flu, right? Same thing?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, there's no, and they don't even work, guys. It's something retardedly low, like 1.5 out of every 100 people the flu shot will work on. Think about that. And with all the dangers, I mean, why would you even bother? It doesn't make any sense at all, guys. And, you know, we could talk about this for a while, but with the links between autism, the links between brain damage, other neurological disorders. What else, Justin? What else do they got? What else are some of the side effects?
Anything neurological. What was that disease that girl had? I can't think of it. She was a cheerleader for the Redskins, actually. Dystopia? I believe dystopia. And this girl couldn't even talk a full sentence, couldn't walk anymore. She got a lot of the metals taken out of her system, and it was better, but she never was 100% cured. She could now walk and talk a sentence, so, you know, at the time, right after she got a flu shot, 3 days later, she came down with dystopia, which is a straight-up neurological disease. It attacked her central nervous system. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. A beautiful girl in the prime of her life.
Wow.
You know, a cheerleader for the Redskins, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Awful. And guys, they target your kids with these. They target your beautiful children with these. And they know the dangers, okay? They put this stuff in there. They put it in there. It's not like it's accidental. They put it in there. They put the mercury in there. They put the thermosil in there. It's put in there. They know what it's there for. And they, you know, they attack you in every way because, like we were talking about a minute ago, where they'll give you discounts at CVS and Walgreens, or this thing with Lysol where they're giving you a $5 rebate if you get a flu shot. Then if you turn on the TV, you hear these quackery doctors in the afternoon with these talk shows out there promoting it and telling all these women that sit around all day watching these shows. And, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, ladies. I mean, a lot of women sit around with their kids and watch these afternoon shows. I mean, that's a fact. And they watch these shows with these doctors. And they're out there on TV, and they're actually telling you this absolute quackery. Don't believe these people. They're on TV. They're actors, okay? I don't care if they have a doctor suit on. They're there, and they're paid off. If you're on one of these afternoon shows, you know, with all these advertisers and stuff, these people don't have their own opinion. Are you kidding me? And I watched one a few weeks ago, and, you know, he was just telling this guy in the audience how much, you know, how wrong he was. And the guy in the audience was totally right, talking about all the dangers of it, talking about how you guys only tested 2 of the 40-something ingredients. How could you call the whole thing safe? And these doctors on TV are getting red in the face, yelling at him, like making him, you know, trying to make him look dumb, and they couldn't do it, you know. And that's what they'll do. They'll have doctors lying to you. You guys know that the doctors, I'm sure they're getting kickbacks for the most vaccine. You know, if they give a lot of vaccines out, I'm sure they're getting money from the vaccine companies. I'm sure there are, you know?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Just like with the prescriptions, you know, that you write a ton of prescriptions, they're going to give you kickbacks. So what do you guys think? You don't think it's going to be all about money? You don't think doctors are about money like other people? You don't think they can be bought off? We're talking about even more money here. And you're talking about when you're talking about prescriptions and vaccines, you're talking about cash cows here. That stuff just flies out the door. A doctor, if he's making money off prescriptions, I mean, he can't write the friggin' things fast enough. And the other thing with it is that's all they're being taught in medical school, okay? Just because they go to medical school, it doesn't mean – it's just like let's say you're going to tell me you know U.S. history and you know U.S. – Whoa.
Brian, we lost your mic.
Okay, I guess well, until Brian gets back, I'll talk. But yeah, I hear what he's saying. Yeah, totally. It's like saying you know U.S. history, But you got a straight up American, degree in history. You know, you got one from a regular blue blooded, school that's not going to look into anything or, not going to examine the USS Maine, the USS Liberty, or any of the other false flag events that I talked about during, Eustace Eaters. It's the same thing. And as far as, also as far as it goes with the, with the vaccines, with doctors at all and big pharma. I've noticed, when I was younger, I was a drug addict for a while on prescription pills, so I know this racket well. However, I went to the doctor and tried to get, just some anxiety meds or whatever, and I came home with depression meds, with this, with that, and I took them for a few days. I didn't like them, it didn't make me feel any better. And that whole stuff I'm very much against. But what it is they get them from the reps. The reps come there, and they dump off a whole suitcase full of stuff. You know, they dump off a whole suitcase, and that's what you're going to give out. And then they're going to give you a couple boxes of it for free. You know, maybe 60 tablets for free, and then you're used to it now. So now you're going to get it, the Levitra or the Paxil or any other name brand, and that's how it works. They're not giving it out by symptom. They're giving it out by what they have, and what they're paid to push. Those are that's just like lobbyists do in Washington D.C. Drug reps do it with doctors, and if you sit in a doctor's office all day, I guarantee you'll see at least three drug reps come in.